defense?
Well, I think, you know, they've really done a nice job of running the ball. I mean, we got to do a good job of tackling, which we didn't do last week. And we know coming into this game and after playing these guys the first time that you've got to do a good job of tackling Lacy. They're very good at run after the catch. I mean, our receivers are very good, athletic, do a good job of stiff arming and stuff and running after the catch. So we got to do a good job of limiting those things. So that's been an emphasis for us is we've got to do a good job of tackling. And, you know, once we get in position to make those plays, we got to get them on the ground.
The key to bringing down a bigger back like Lacy?
I think is number one is one thing we always try to emphasize is getting a lot of hats to the ball. So we got to have everybody run into the ball, get there with a specific purpose, and we got to get this guy wrapped up and get him on the ground. You've got to wrap up, grab cloth to get him on the ground. He does a good job of stiff arming. He does a good job of breaking the initial, you know, yards after contact. He does a good job with that. So that's been a point of emphasis as we've gone into this week's preparation.
What could you have done differently to try to help out Robinson?
Well, you know, after going back and evaluating, it wasn't just Robinson. I mean, you look at our first third downs, we got a chance to get off the field. That's a big emphasis for us, and we don't get off the field. There are some things technically, there are some things schematically that we can do to help him out that looking at it, that, you know, we could have probably implemented a little bit more. But, you know, it was a different week looking back at that week, and the matchups are different from week to week. So from that aspect of it, we wish we would have probably had some more things in our holster to put out there. But you know, we know what we've got to do going in this week. First thing we're trying to do is stop what the offense is trying to do. And you have to worry about the matchups they create, you know, with moving different people formationally around and those kind of things. So those are the things we're trying to be very cognizant of going into this week's preparation.
Plan to change anything up schematically after the Bears kind of gave that blueprint on Robinson?
Well, we'll have to see Sunday. I don't want to sit here and tell you exactly what we're going to do, but there are some things that we plan on doing to help ourselves in the situations of third down and, you know, the deep passes and those kind of things. So from that aspect of it, yes, there are some things that we're looking at to help implement this week as far as game planning to take away what it is they're trying to do.
How about Anthony, it seemed like he kind of struggled with this tackling a bit. What's your assessment of how he played?
Well, I think it boils down to the attention to detail, the angle, getting there, wrapping up, driving your feet on contact. So we had to go back to the fundamentals of, you know, tackling and really put the emphasis on that, because anytime you're playing a back or like we had last week, a back this week, you know, that's able to break tackles after the initial, you know, blow, we've got to do a good job of wrapping up and emphasizing those things within the tackling technique. So that's one thing we didn't do a very good job of last week as a whole defensively. And we feel like, you know, that's one of our points of emphasis. You got to be able to tackle. I mean, that's going to happen every play. So we've got to be able to line up and tackle and wrap up and drive our feet.
That within the context of the CBA rules where you can't wear pads that much late in the season?
Well, you have to still go through the fundamental. I mean, you break tackling into different phases as far as your approach, as far as the power and explosion coming out of your hips, as far as shooting your arms, as far as wrapping up, as far as driving your feet on contact. So you break those techniques down within what you're doing within tackling, put it in a drill, and emphasize it as we go through. I mean, the biggest thing is the angles that you take to the ball from everybody to get the guy bottled up where it's just not one guy trying to make the play. So from that aspect of it, there's a lot of different aspects of the tackle that we can emphasize, whether it's in the open field, whether it's an angle tackle, whether it's getting off a block, making a tackle. So from that aspect of it, we just try to go through and go back through those drills, work through those drills, emphasize it, put it into a team period when we're working a team period, and just make them conscious of it with everything we're doing.
We're 50 points two games in a row. The Packers, no NFL team's ever done a three in a row. I mean, when you have an offense that's this potent, I mean, what can you do to just even slow them down?
Our number one, as always, each week is we want to be able to stop the run, all right? And in a passing game, we want to not give up the big plays in early downs, and we want to be able to get off the field on third down. So we're looking at it from that segment. That's our goal going into it. That's what we're going to try to concentrate and focus on, rather than getting enamored with everything that they do offensively, because they do a lot of things offensively, schematically, and, you know, their players do a great job of paying the detail of what it is they're trying to get accomplished, and that's why they've been so efficient. But when you look back on it, it still boils down to being in the right position and making a play when you're in position to make the play. Tackling, you got to do a good job of tackling, and you got to do a good job with leverage and eyes in your coverage.
Externally anyway, about Bridgewater adjusting to the cold and the elements, that kind of thing. Does that the same for a guy like Anthony Barr, who's mostly played warm weather for?
I don't think so. I don't think he seemed to have had a problem, you know, in the cold weather, you know, so far playing this year. I think the biggest thing is just, again, going back to the fundamentals and techniques and focusing in on those, and I think he'll improve this week. But from that aspect of it, I don't think it's been a big problem or a problem for him as we've been moving down the road.
Defensive coordinator, what's the scariest part of Rodgers' game?
Well, I'd say he's very efficient in everything that he does. I mean, from game management to being able to recognize schematically what you're trying to do coverage-wise, to getting people lined up, to being able to adjust things. I mean, he does a terrific job in pretty much all aspects of the game. So for we've got to be attention to detail and what it is we're trying to get accomplished. And that's the biggest thing is don't go out there and make a lot of mistakes, beat ourselves. You got to do a good job of tackling. Got to do a good job of just being where you're supposed to be and being able to make the play. Because the one thing about him, he's so efficient in the things that they ask him to do that if he sees something out, he's able to take advantage of it. He's able to get them in the right play. He's able to adjust, you know, for the running game, protection-wise, draw guys offside. So you go down the list of things. I mean, he's really on top of his game right now.
Are those the factors on why his interception rate is so low?
I think that. I think him being able to get the ball out as quick as he's able to get it out. I think schematically what they're doing, adjusting the routes down the field, seeing what you're in and being able to take advantage of. So I think it's a collage of everything together. And right now, I think, you know, just being in that system, as long as they have been, they're just very efficient at what they're trying to do offensively.
Last one for George. In some of these losses, Bears or the Packers, has the run game been a consistent problem?
I think that's a big factor in it. Anytime you can make a team one-dimensional where you've got the run stop and pass, and now the guys up front can really tee off and get into a pass rush mode, and you can do some different things coverage-wise, I think that's a big part of it. But if you're worried about the run, then, you know, it kind of adds another incentive to it that, hey, I may have to get that eighth man in the box or whatever we're doing schematically to stop the run. If we're not doing a good job of tackling, then, you know, you start wanting to put an extra man in the box to kind of help, you know, solidify that thing as far as the run game, which is going to put stress somewhere else. So it kind of all works together. So that's one of our biggest emphases is we got to be able to stop the run going in and out each week. All right. Thanks.